Kansas. Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas authorities say police serving a search warrant fatally shot a man they encountered inside a Chautauqua home in Labette County. The Chautauqua Police Department was serving a search warrant Monday after receiving a tip of possible drug activity. The agency says three officers entered after announcing their presence. The KBI says one officer fired three shots after encountering an armed man, and officers quickly left the home. Police found 38-year-old Scott Saunders inside the home suffering from gunshot wounds with a rifle near him. He was declared deceased at the scene. Saunders lived at the residence. The latest government report saying that Kansas farmers are expected to harvest 810 million bushels of corn this season. National Ag Statistics Service reported yesterday that this year's Kansas corn crop is expected to be 26% larger than last year's production. Sorghum and soybean estimates are down. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
Authorities say a joint operation with federal, state, Wichita, and other law enforcement officers resulted in nearly 1,000 arrests and took more than 80 guns and more than $835,000 in illegal narcotics off of Wichita streets. Wichita Eagle reports the effort, called Operation Triple Beam, came as Wichita police are trying to reduce a violent crime rate that's increased since 2014 to about three times the national average and triple the state's average last year. Wichita last month was named part of the National Public Safety Partnership, a three-year program that uses federal resources and training to reduce violent crime in areas where it's above national rates. KDHE now says the entire state is under a high risk for West Nile virus. The virus spread to people through mosquito bites, but not person to person. About one in five of those infected develop a fever and other symptoms. The agency recommends using repellent with DEET. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say two women and three children died when their vehicle collided with a truck on a Nebraska Panhandle highway. That crash occurring about 6 o'clock Sunday night, about 10 miles north of Bridgeport. The Nebraska State Patrol says a northbound sport utility vehicle went out of control in heavy rain, crossing the center line and hitting an oncoming semi. All five people in the SUV were killed. The driver of that SUV, 30-year-old Amy Rednest of Alliance, as well as all four passengers, perished in the crash. The patrol says the truck driver, 61-year-old Brian Schmer of Hudson, Colorado, was taken to a hospital in Bridgeport with non-life-threatening injuries. Officers cited a 29-year-old mother who they say left her two children in a hot car while shopping at a store on the south side of Lincoln. It was estimated she'd been in the Kohl's store for about 15 to 20 minutes while the kids remained in the vehicle.
Mid-America Network News.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Continuing our interviews of superintendents around the area, we are now joined by Vermilion USD 380 Superintendent Matt Rogers. Matt, thanks for joining us today, and we'll jump right into it. When do classes start?
Classes for us will start on August 15th, and we're looking forward to getting both all the young kids here at the Early Childhood Center and everybody else at both schools back in session.
It's early, and I know you'll never know until day one or at least even day eight. Do you have any enrollment projections?
Yeah, our enrollment numbers for the district have stayed pretty flat for the last couple of years. With our research, we're looking at gaining anywhere from 20 to 25 kids here in the next 4 or 5 years, so that's a good-looking trend for us, and we don't know exactly what the numbers are yet this year, but on the Frankfort side, we have a few new students that I saw in enrollment the other day, and even a couple new ones over on Centralia, so the trends are looking good for us.
Anything new in the district heading into this new school year?
One of the initiatives that we're going to start this year is, as a lot of people are aware, there's redesigned schools, and the state is asking schools to kind of change the way they do things, try to change it from the past. We're going to really focus this year on asking our staff and our students on how we can improve, what can we do better, what would you like to see, and then we're going to start implementing some of those things. You know, I always tell the staff, what's the worst thing that can happen? We go back and do it the way we've been doing it. So we're going to try some new ideas and some new initiatives that are going to be student and teacher led. For example, we may get rid of bells at the high school level, not have bells dismiss class. We may work on some type of flipped classroom. So there's a lot of ideas that teachers have that we're going to go ahead and maybe fly with a little bit this year. And then district-wide also, we've hired a social worker this year to help with some of those social-emotional needs of our students. And we're really looking forward to having our social worker not only meet with kids, you know, on a daily basis, but provide training to our staff to handle situations that people know so well that these kids bring into school on a daily basis and try to help them be more successful.
We're speaking with USD 380 Superintendent Matt Rogers. I'm not sure if I would like the no bell thing, because how would I wake up from my nap?
Yeah, that's, you know, back in the day when I went, that bell kind of woke me up from one and sent me to the next class. That's right.
Continuing on with the question of anything new, what about teachers?
Well, we were very fortunate this year. We had a couple of openings, and we're able to fill those positions rather quickly. So we are excited, and we'll have two new staff members, teachers, joining us and wanted to come join the 380 family. So that's great for us. It's sometimes hard to find staff and teachers up in this part of the state, and you got to have the right person that wants to come to a small town and have those small town attributes that we all love.
We're speaking with Superintendent Matt Rogers of USD 380. Matt, thanks for talking to me, and have a great year.
You bet. My pleasure.
At the last Marshall County Commissioners meeting, a tentative date of September 3rd has been set for the commissioners to discuss the county's proposed 2020 budget. Decisions are expected on the funding for the county counselor position, economic development, and the cost of living raise for county employees, among other expenditures. A proposal was also made for the county to provide $20,000 in grant monies for new businesses. That same proposal was made last year, but the program had not been implemented because of transitioning of working with two new commissioners. The program would provide $4,000 in startup money for 5 new businesses in the county each year. As we continue talking to superintendents in all the school districts around the listening area, we are joined by USD 364 Marysville Superintendent, Interim Superintendent Denise Guy. Denise, thanks for joining us. We'll just go ahead and jump right into it. When do classes start this year?
Well, we have students coming in on August 15th. Our staff comes in on the 12th, so we're excited to get everybody in the building.
Obviously, school hasn't even started yet, but do you have any enrollment projections?
We had our elementary enrollment, and it appears at this point, because you never really know until people show up on the very first day, but it appears that we're up slightly, you know, 15 to 20 students. So that's good news. I do not have any projections for the middle school and high school enrollment just was completed, so hopefully we've got good news there as well.
Besides yourself, anything new at USD 364 this year?
Well, from my perspective, everything is new at USD 364 this year. So I am really excited to get to learn all the programs and the things that are happening in the schools. I've had the opportunity to sit with some staff and hear some of the things that they're planning. So it's pretty exciting, and I'm very impressed with the work that the administration and staff have done so far.
As we said, a little bit different situation in your case where you're the interim. So how does that kind of guide you this year, knowing that it's just for 1 year?
Well, it's the first time I've been an interim, and so quite honestly, I'm treating it, you know, like I'm their superintendent. Excited to be here, and we're just moving forward the same as we would if I wasn't the interim.
That's USD 364 Interim Superintendent Denise Skye. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We will finish out our interviews with area superintendents during tomorrow's news. Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu for Tuesday, fish sandwich, baby bakers and bun, carrots, rosy pears, and birthday cake. For Wednesday, hamburger gravy, wheat roll, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruit pudding.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. The low-pressure system that brought showers and thunderstorms yesterday is now off towards the east, and we have a high-pressure system overhead that's going to bring us some nice weather, sunny skies as we head through the day, quiet weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We do have another low-pressure system that will bring more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, temperature's not bad. It looks like we'll see temps in the 80s as we head over the next few days. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, mid-60s with calm winds. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the lower 60s. As into Thursday, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs around 82. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows around 65. And Friday will continue with a chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
A three home run day for Gleyber Torres. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Gleyber Torres led the Yankees to a doubleheader sweep of the Orioles, hitting a solo homer en route to an 8-5 win in the early game before launching 2 3-run shots as New York wins the nightcap 11-8. His 13 homers against Baltimore tied for the second most ever against one team in a season. One day after hitting a go-ahead 10th-inning grand slam against the Twins, Carlos Santana again played hero as the Indians topped the Red Sox.
Swung and drilled deep left center field. This ball is gone! A walk-off game winner!
On WTAM, Santana's 200th career homer gave Cleveland a 6-5 victory. NFL, an arbitrator ruled against Antonio Brown in his grievance against the league over wearing his preferred and banned helmet. The Raiders wide receiver posted on Instagram that he's looking forward to getting back on the field. The Nationals increased their NL wildcard lead to a full game with a win over the Reds as Trey Turner drove in 4 runs.
Swinging a fly ball left field toward the corner. Waker giving chase. Way back on the warning track at the wall. He leaps and it's gone!
run.
On WJFK, Matt Adams added a two-run shot, and the Nationals held off a late comeback to win 7-6. Some history from the Reds side in that game as Ricky Aristides Aquino hit a two-run home run in the eighth to become the first player in Major League history to go deep 8 times in his first 12 Major League games. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays feasted on Rangers pitching, putting 21 hits on the board in a 19-4 shellacking in Toronto. In college basketball, the NCAA has amended the so-called Rich Paul rule, which had required agents to have a bachelor's degree if they hope to represent basketball players deciding whether or not to go pro. The new version of the rule allows agents without a bachelor's degree to represent players as long as they are in good standing with the National Basketball Players Association. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Don't miss the start of the new era of K-State football with Coach Chris Klieman.
Laying it on the line every dang day. You win that dang day.
The Cats open the season at 6 p.m. Saturday, August 31st. To celebrate their first game, a total of 2,019 tickets are on sale now for just $19.
Chris Klieman was the best guy for this job. Comes in, little swag, national title.
Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Is this China's last ag purchase for now? The answer appears to be yes. China actually made some small purchases of U.S. soybeans, wheat, sorghum, and pork during the week that ended August the 1st. Now, that could be China's last ag buys from U.S. for some time as trade tensions continue to heat up between the U.S. and China. Now, it was shortly after these purchases that China announced it was suspending more ag purchases after the president decided to slap more tariffs on Chinese goods starting September 1st. China's overall soybean imports fell by 5.6% during July, but the country's soybean exports jumped by their highest level in almost a year. A 3.3% jump in Chinese exports came about because of higher demand from some of China's neighbors like Taiwan, Singapore, and South Korea, who've all been hurt economically by the trade war between the world's largest economies. It is unlikely, the reports say, that China's neighbors will be able to adequately fill the gap in China's outbound sales total as U.S. remains the world's largest economy and the world's most vibrant consumer market. USDA released a 2019 land value survey, showed land value nationwide on the rise, but the American Farm Bureau said that's not entirely the case. Farm Bureau notes its own market intel that land values and farm rents have gone the opposite direction in some parts of the country. John Newton, their chief economist, said many of the areas with declining ag land values and cash rents over the last half decade are found in the Midwest, where the prolonged downturn in crop and livestock prices has reduced net cash rents. USDA report said the U.S. farm real estate value averaged $3,160 an acre. That includes the value of all the land and buildings on farms. That's a rise of $60 an acre, or just about 2% over 2018. U.S. cropland value averaged $4,100 an acre, $50 higher over the previous year, a jump of 1.2%. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A wealth of USDA reports issued on Monday. The World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, Crop Production, and Crop Progress Reports were all issued. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson takes a look at some of the highlights from the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report and Crop Production Reports when it comes to wheat production.
We're seeing fairly decent yields on winter wheat and spring wheat. Both yields are up relatively high compared to the trade range. We're seeing significant head weights in our winter wheat objective yield estimates. Overall, the U.S. up 3.4 million tons this year in wheat. U.S. carryout up. We're down 20 cents at the midpoint to $5 per bushel on wheat.
USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson. Wheat futures tanked yesterday afternoon. After those reports, Kansas City wheat finished about 25 cents lower on the day. As far as the crop
progress report. 10 of the 18 states that produce winter wheat have completed their harvest. 10 of those states at 100% complete. That does include Kansas. There are a few states that still have a ways to go with winter wheat harvest. Washington only 56% complete. South Dakota is 68% complete, and only 36% of the winter wheat has been harvested in Idaho. In other news, a DTN report says that the Environmental Protection Agency will no longer approve product labels that claim glyphosate causes cancer. The agency issued a new guidance late last week that says EPA will no longer approve product labels claiming that glyphosate is known to cause cancer, a false claim that does not meet the labeling requirements for the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. EPA says California's much-criticized Proposition 65 has led to misleading labeling requirements for products like glyphosate because it misinforms the public about the risks they face. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Tom Klayman, Kaufman Seeds, Haven, Kansas. Farmers, where do you go when you need top quality seed with a large selection?
Zenda is a Kansas Wheat Alliance variety that is among the best for tolerance to scab, tolerant to acid soils, and has good yield potential for central and eastern Kansas. Zenda is medium early maturity and will appear a little taller than Everest. This year, plant Zenda from Kaufman Seeds.
Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Times like these will make you think of doing things you ordinarily wouldn't do. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Times like these will make you think of doing things you ordinarily wouldn't do. That's how one farmer puts it, as the various natural and man-made challenges to being successful on the farm or ranch have seemed to pile up like never before. There has been no nationwide survey that ranks farmer suicides, but one covering 17 states in 2012 shows the suicide rate for farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural managers was double that of the general population. So it is a problem, and quite often after a relative or a friend or a neighbor kills him or herself, there is a lot of, if only we had been paying attention to the signs. Lamar Graft, who once farmed near Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is now Associate Director of the North Carolina Agromedicine Institute in Greenville, where he focuses on farmers' mental health. And he says there are telltale signs.
Changes in their behavior, little things sometimes. Maybe they always met the rural mail carrier when they dropped off the mail, and they haven't been at the mailbox for the last couple of weeks. Maybe they haven't been keeping their weeds cut, and their farm was always pristine before. Maybe their buildings have needed a coat of paint for the last few years, and now they just seem to be especially run down with broken boards and so forth that folks might notice. You know, there's a lot of people that have contact with farmers, from the veterinarians to co-op owners and operators, and equipment dealers and so forth, and sometimes they may catch just a little bit difference. And we talk about the importance of engaging people in conversation, not necessarily to say, wow, you must be under a lot of stress lately, but rather, hey, how's things going? I haven't seen you in a little while. Tell me how things are going on your farm. And engaging them in conversation, and if it's a fellow farmer talking to them, Something along the lines of, boy, I don't know how you're doing it, but on my farm, we're having a tough time making planting this year because it's been so wet, or whatever the reason might be. And those kinds of conversations help to engage the person out of some of their inner turmoil and to get them talking and recognizing that people are concerned about them.
Things you can do for yourself tomorrow. Back after this.
Pressure washing is usually the first step in getting a new paint job. And Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the rental equipment you need to get the job done in no time. They have power washers and spray painters for great results. And if you need to get those higher places, they recommend the Man Lift that allows you to reach up to 36 feet. For your spring cleaning and painting projects, visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville for rental equipment and supplies.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Royals with a day off yesterday before they start their next series, but it did not stop the team from making news. Royals outfielder designated hitter George Soler was named the W.B. Mason American League Player of the Week for the week ending August 11th. The announcement made yesterday on MLB's network. The 27-year-old Soler hit .409 with a .552 on-base percentage and 1.273 slugging percentage in seven games last week. Soler also had an American League leading six home runs and 12 RBI. In last Tuesday's 6-2 win at Fenway Park, Soler recorded his third career multi-homer game and his first in more than 4 years. Just 5 days later, in Sunday's 10-2 win in Detroit, Soler recorded his fourth career multi-homer game and set a new career high with 5 RBI. Royals open a series with the Cardinals tonight at home. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to enter the workforce and have little or no experience? Maybe you need a career change. Are you wanting to make a living while making a difference in someone's life? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the El Dorado Correctional Facility is just the place for you. We're now hiring entry-level correctional officers. No experience necessary, and we'll provide a 6-week paid training program to start you on a career path with the Kansas Department of Corrections. We offer a competitive wage of $18.26 an hour. Benefits include health insurance, paid sick leave, vacation leave, and a retirement plan. We're seeking highly motivated individuals ready to accept the challenge of a unique and rewarding profession. If you're over 18 and a high school grad or GED, we want to talk to you. Please go to our Facebook page or submit an application at jobs.ks.gov. The El Dorado Correctional Facility is an equal opportunity employer. We certainly provide preference to current or former military service members. Again, find us on Facebook or go online to jobs.ks.gov and start a new career path today.
From Chiefs Nation, the Chiefs welcomed in a new face to training camp yesterday. Newly signed cornerback Morris Claiborne took the field for the first time in a Chiefs uniform. Although he's with the team, Claiborne is suspended for the first 4 games of the season because he violated the NFL's substance abuse policy. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said they're trying to ease Claiborne into the mix, and he probably won't play in KC's second preseason game this Saturday. American gold medalist fencer Race Imboden knelt as the national anthem played at the Pan American Games in Lima, Peru to protest racism, gun control, mistreatment of immigrants, and President Trump. He explains why he decided to kneel.
I couldn't think of a better time to use my voice than when I had just succeeded and won a competition and was at a moment that really for me is the pinnacle of my happiness. But then to hear my anthem come on and think about the terrible week that's followed with the shootings in El Paso and the terrible things that are going on at home.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Ladies, Steve and I have a big announcement.
What is it?
Well, summer is here, and we feel that it's time to shake things up a bit.
Ooh. I knew this was coming.
So? Sonic Nights are back, and they now include real ice cream cookie sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness!
So you're not pregnant? Oh, right. Yeah, and I'm pregnant.
Sonic Nights are back. Hurry in for $1.49 ice cream cookie sandwiches and half-price shakes after 8 p.m. Tax not included. See menu for details. For a limited time, only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
If your homegrown carrots seem short or stubby when compared to the store-bought kind, we can help. A few tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies.